Pensacola.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Kickoff, I'm assuming that is not Big Tyler. This one's going to be kicked, and there's some confusion. Kick returner picks it up, and ball comes loose. Who's going to get on it? Do the Argos? Yes, they say they got it. The Argos are going to force a turnover on Special Forces, which used to be Coach Shue's unit, and that's the way to start things.
Oh, man, that doesn't get any better. Fumble on the kickoff.
You got to love it when you're the number 8 ranked team playing the number 14 or 17, depending on which poll you look at, ranked team in Lenore Ryan over the weekend on Friday. And very first play of the game, you kick it off to them, they fumble it, and you recover it by Tyree Holloway. So not a bad beginning for UWF.
Big third down play. Here comes some pressure. Dumps it in the flat. Has a guy. It's TJ Lane. Lane's going to get in. Touchdown, Argos. First score of the season. Stokes to Lane. Argos capitalize early on the Lenore Ryan mistake.
Four plays. Fumble recovery. Touchdown up 7-0. A little bit later on in the first quarter, 3 minutes to go.
Single back on the left shoulder of Marcus Stokes. Marcus, bigger and stronger this year, and he's looking to show the arm off. He's got a man if he can get it there. Tyree Holloway's got it, and Tyree Holloway scores. Touchdown, Argos. The big play is back. Pete Shinnick would be so happy.
He would.
71 yards to Tyree Holloway. 14-0. 3 minutes to go in the quarter. They get down to the last play of the quarter. Marcus Stokes, quarterback for UWF.
Down to the one-yard line. First and goal to go there. Clock is under 10 seconds in the quarter. Do they snap it? Yes, they do. They'll hand it off. No. Stokes keeps it. Easy one. The naked bootleg. Wow. Marcus Stokes scores, and the Argos are up 3 scores.
Naked bootleg is a description of the play, not of what the players are wearing. So just for anybody tuning in. And after last year having a lot of struggles at the place kicker, Brogan Weber, who is our kicker now, and man, he is fantastic.
Happens down. Don Vellante puts it down. It's up and good. We're back, baby.
We are back.
Argos get it through. 24-0 is our score.
Special teams, defense, offense, big plays, kicking. Oh, is fantastic. 24-0 at that point. And then this is, well, I actually, I'm going to pause on that, but we'll come back to it and say, you'll like this. So we get late in the second quarter. UWF is up 24-0 at this point. Marcus Stokes.
Down. Looks to toss it. Steps up in the pocket. Fires. Has a man. Wow. You know what? Why not throw to Corey Scott again? Touchdown, Argos.
31-0. Oh, mercy at this point. But in the last 30 seconds of the half, Lenore Ryan, who is a ranked team and a good team and, you know, did very well last year, they showed some signs of life.
Not walking up any pressure. They're sitting back and they're going to play some coverage. They're going to roll him out. He's going to have to throw it. Hi, he does. He finds a guy. Good play. Tate O'Brien is the target, and the Bears get on the board literally with zeros on the clock.
Time expires in the half, 31-7. UWF goes in the locker room. They come out in the third quarter, and it's the same thing again. Big offense.
Argos back to pass. Here comes some pressure. Boy, he's got that arm strength done. He's got a man. Touchdown. Argos strike quickly. 15-yard penalty. Forget about it.
33-yard pass to Tyree Holloway. The Argos are dominating 38-7 at this point. But Lenore Ryan tries to make it interesting.
Go run this time. Argo defense may be getting a little tired. And yeah, LJ Turner, boom, right through the left side. On his feet, still going, drags the defenders into the end zone. Turner turns it up.
Absolutely. Got the touchdown. So that made it 38-14, but it was still, you know, nothing. I mean, that was just nothing was happening. Weird play late in the third quarter where you had a punt and a muff by Lenore Ryan, recovered by a UWF.
Here he averaged almost 42 yards a kick, so let's see what he does with his first opportunity here. Left footer. Oh, my.
That kid can.
Yeah, fair catch called, and he misses it. Argos are going to get it. How about that?
Oh, man. Huge.
That punt, anytime, Coach, you know this is a special team guy, anytime a punt returner starts backing up, you're in trouble.
That is entirely a byproduct of Brogan Weber, who is, I mean, he kicks it for 50 yards every time. I mean, it's ridiculous how his leg is a cannon. So, you know, let's hope we keep him for a while. So they get down middle of the fourth quarter. UWF is now leading 48 to 14. 41 to 21. But Marcus Stokes again rushes it in, gets a touchdown. So 48 to 21 is your final score. Dominating win by UWF. All of the Pistons were working. Everything was just right. But that brings me to my play of the game, brought to you by Bogey's. Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar, right there on College, north of 9 Mile. Fantastic place to go. You know, hang out, eat excellent food, drink, play virtual sports. You can, you know, play football. You can play baseball. You can, I mean, all golf is, they have, you know, golf equipment there. And if you've been to a golf simulator, you think, oh, it's, you know, I know what that is. It's really, really high tech. They do a lot of stuff there. You can bring your own clubs. You can use their clubs. Full bar, food menu, delicious burgers, wings, pizza, salad, smoothies, and much more. You can watch live sports, or, you know, if you go to the game on campus and then you're looking for a place to hang out after the game, they are a perfect place for individuals or groups to hang out afterwards. Of course, they also do birthdays and special occasions and, you know, corporate lunches, you know, whatever the case may be. Again, located on University Parkway by the UWF campus, online at bogeysgolfsuites.com. And the UWF Argos play of the game, brought to you by Bogey's Golf Suites, is this one. This was in the middle of the second quarter, a crazy play.
Oh, fires it. It's picked off. He had two receivers there, but threw between them. We got a flag down. The return is on to the left inside the 30. Really nice job.
It looks like Stokes made the tackle.
Yeah, big man.
May have forced the fumble, but I think the Lenoir player was down.
No. Interception, so fumble. Marcus Stokes makes it happen.
Forces the fumble and recovers his own interception.
Yep. He just won the Heisman.
Marcus Stokes, our quarterback, threw a pick, ill-advised throw. He threw a pick and got the tackle on the guy who intercepted the ball and made him fumble and recovered the fumble. The quarterback threw the pick, made the tackle, forced the fumble, and recovered the fumble himself. Never in my life.
Well, and recovers his own interception.
He just won the Heisman.
That's just amazing. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good. Not showing any signs of a slowdown, Pine Forest or Carr City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you're, and by the way, if PJ is filling in for John today, who will be back next week on a well-deserved vacation. Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality used cars. If you want to test drive one or two or 10, they have them. They have 300 cars and trucks on the lot. And it's kind of like the smorgasbord of cars, okay? The buffet of cars. You can try as many as you like or as few. I mean, you don't have to try a lot. I'm a big compare and shop kind of guy. So I believe that you should try several and then really see what you like. Because, you know, you might be surprised because, you know, the fourth generation of some car you love that you've been driving for a bunch of years, you may not love the sixth generation of that car as much. You know, and just because you love the older one doesn't mean you're going to like the newer one. So you want to get in them and try them. And maybe a brand surprises you. Maybe a type of car surprises you. You know, you've been thinking about buying a sedan, but maybe you drive an SUV or maybe you try a minivan. God forbid, but you drive a minivan. You're like, ooh, minivan. Tell me more. You know, like that's the point. They have the cars. You can drive as many as you like. And, you know, they're very low pressure, low key. Just, you know, come on in. Shop to your heart's content, and then if you want to talk about a price, we'll talk about a price. Very, very easy folks to work with. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Happy Labor Day. The Bible declares that a strong work ethic pleases the Lord. However, working too hard can be a poor stewardship of that which the Lord has entrusted to you. We should be hard workers, but not to the complete neglect of our family or to the neglect of our physical, mental, and spiritual health. During the 19th century, when Labor Day was instituted, many people worked 7 days a week, including children, and the workday was typically 12 hours long. Most Americans endured harsh and unsafe working conditions just to try to earn a living. Labor leaders in the late 1800s suggested a Labor Day to show support for America's laborers. God designed us to work, but He also designed us to know when we need rest. Rejoice in how God designed you and hopefully get some much needed rest this Labor Day weekend.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Join the People's Foundation of Northwest Florida on the Pensacola Expert Panel Thursday at 9:30. They'll be talking about their upcoming fundraiser, Rock for Vets, as well as other initiatives they support. The Rock for Vets fundraiser is September 13th at Community Maritime Park and will support our local homeless veteran community. Learn more about Rock for Vets and the People's Foundation of Northwest Florida by tuning in Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Old woman!
Man!
Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
Come see the violence inherent in the system. Help, help, I'm being repressed. 720 on News Radio 92.3. What was your quote, PJ? I didn't know you were called Dennis. Well, you didn't bother to ask, did you? We are an autonomous collective. 720 on News. I have no king. Oh, my God. Such a quotable movie. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. President Trump says he'll be issuing an executive order requiring voter ID. This is continues saying he only lost the 2020 election because of fraud. He also says he's planning to get rid of mail-in voting, that from a post on Truth Social over the weekend. At least 800 people feared dead after a magnitude 6.0 earthquake hit Afghanistan near the border with Pakistan. Apparently, entire villages were wiped out, and it's the worst earthquake to hit that country in over a decade. And week one of the college football season is nearly over. The holiday weekend saw Ohio State top Texas.
Boring. Oh, my God, that was boring. Did you watch that game?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, even if, I mean, first of all, it's Ohio State winning, so it's going to always suck. But that game was like, there was
never. We have somebody in this office that's not going to like that.
He can deal with it. He's got his win. He can deal with it. Jeremy's fine. There was never a game more tailor-made for watching on Fast Forward than that game. It was like watching two, you know, peewee football. It was just terrible. And it was, yeah, Ohio State's extra terrible, but yeah, boring. For a 1-3 matchup was supposed to be great. Sorry, go ahead, David.
No, that's okay. Let's see. LSU LSU beat Clemson, and of course, Florida State upsetting Alabama.
LSU game was good. The Florida State game was great. As a non-Florida State fan, but an Auburn fan, you know, I'll take it. Anytime Alabama suffers. What was the who's the new quarter? The new, relatively new coach for Alabama. I should know, and I can't think of his name. Anyway, it was a funny picture online. It had Saban on the left. Brennan Carr, is that right? Something like that. Anyway, on the left, Caleb DeBoer. Anyway, on the left, it had a picture of Nick Saban with the old Cracker Barrel logo. And then it had a picture of the new Alabama coach with the new Cracker Barrel logo. Yeah.
Strangely accurate.
Yeah, and even Gus Malzahn was trolling him, you know, which I don't know that Gus should really troll anybody, but okay. David, thanks so much for the update. 722 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Oh, this is a, I don't know, just like a fascinating note, something that I will tell you in advance. I have not tried this yet, but it makes sense to me. And so I'm going to share it with you because it's not just, you know, science tells you one thing, and if your instincts tell you that's probably not right, you know, don't completely throw away your instincts. A, science can change over time, and, you know, sometimes, the smart people come up with the craziest things. But I thought this was interesting. It was in Inc., which isn't typically known for their neuroscience, but okay. Neuroscience says just make one simple change to break a bad habit and create a new one. And the typical way that you break a bad habit is it will just force you to do it, or, you know, think about how you feel afterwards, or, you know, all kinds of. And this study, or this neuroscientist, what they say is do the thing that you're trying to get rid of, whatever it is. I don't know that I'd super endorse that, but okay, here's what they say. Do the thing that you're trying to not do. Let's say you're trying to diet, okay? That's a real simple example with no moral implications, not really. And you're trying to give up some kind of food. Soda, fatty beef, I don't know, whatever it might be. Okay, chocolate. So think about what you're doing while you do it. I mean, think about, you know, how happy or not does this make me while you're doing it? Not afterwards, but while you're doing it. And then several times, do that. And the theory is, and I read this two different possible ways. Theory number one is that if you do the thing that you're trying to do less of or do not at all, your body, your brain will kind of notice that you don't really enjoy it as much as you think you do. Now, as a theory, I'm not sure that couldn't backfire. You might eat the chocolate and be like, oh, I really, really do like this. So it could work in the wrong direction. You know, if you emphasize the enjoyment you get from something, right, it might work in the right direction. But one theory is that you may discover that you don't really enjoy it as much as you think you do. The author used the example of binge watching, you know, or going to watch some video instead of doing his work, basically. And he tried it and he watched the video and was like, eh. But you feel compelled, like you feel like you can't not do it. Okay. The other theory is that just by being aware of the process, forcing yourself to, in phenomenology, we'd call this foregrounding. Phenomenology is the study of philosophy, field of philosophy, where you think about how things happen, phenomena around you. And the idea is you foreground the activity. You bring it into focus. You bring it to your attention, like on your computer screen, minimized windows or windows that are upright in front of you, watching them. And the idea there is that anytime you foreground something, anytime you make it more in your awareness, it's going to become a little bit weird, and it's also just going to offer the opportunity to make changes a little bit more easily. So just by thinking about it, you're implementing more decision space. My dad, who is a therapist and a minister, and he always said that the thing that he always used to do when it came to people overeating is he said a lot of people – actually, let me get a quick traffic break. I'll explain more in a second. PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
Traffic brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all your commercial premium landscaping needs. It is a quiet start to your Labor Day weekend. No problems to report out there. If you see anything, 850-437-1620. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. So my dad always had this theory. Doesn't apply to everybody, but he said that a lot of times he could help clients learn to manage their eating better if he could just get them to pause before they eat and ask any question. Because he said a lot of times people who overeat a lot, it's see food, eat food. There's no decision. There's just impulse. And if he could get them to simply stop and even ask, I mean, all kinds of simple questions. Questions like, do I feel like this? Is this the food I want to eat right now? Do I need to eat right now? What would happen if I had simply drank a glass of water instead of eating? Like anything, anything that interrupts the impulse action circuit. He always had a theory that, you know, if it could just get people to think in between, because that's what people who don't have eating problems do, is they think in between. There's some kind of decision process that will help. Regardless of what the thought is, any thought, any interruption, any break of the sequence, cause and effect sequence, is going to be helpful. And I think there's something to that here, which is it may not necessarily be that in pondering how you're really feeling about the thing during and after that you want to stop doing, that it's going to make you do it better. But the fact that you're thinking about it. Because what happens with a habit? A habit becomes repeated and becomes backgrounded, becomes so automatic that it's impulse action, impulse action. You don't even think about it, right? So I cannot say this has worked for me. I have not tried this. I feel like I'm coming to you on a theory only, but it's a theory that makes sense to me. And, of course, my problem is I don't have anything that I do imperfectly, and so I have no habits to
What's your wife think?
What was... Yeah, might ask her what her opinion about that is. It might differ a little bit from the on-air bravado that you just heard me give. 437-1620. I'd be curious, actually, if anybody's even tried this, what your success rate was. I mean, because, you know, even if it's a low success rate, success of some is better than no success at all. Hey, if you are an employer, you have employees, you have to deal with benefits like insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resource, payroll, any of that kind of stuff. It's probably not why you got into business. You got into business to make roofs or to repair cars or to consult on law or to heal people as a doctor. You probably did not get into business to manage benefits. But there are some weirdos in the world. And I say this with all the love I can. The weirdos at Torgerson Consulting love doing that stuff. They're good at it. You know, they're math nerds and they get that, but they also just love understanding all the intricacies of these plans and programs and managing them for other people. So literally the thing you hate, they love. Okay, just like a lot of, you know, people can't imagine you do what you do for a living. Well, maybe you can't imagine doing what they do for a living, but they love it, and they're very good at it. We've been using them here at News Radio for, I don't know, about 4.5 years in Cat Country and playlist in ESPN Pensacola, and they've been fantastic. Plans we didn't have choices about before, just choices was nice. Better options, and, you know, they can't make the marketplace be amazing because the marketplace is definitely not amazing anymore, but they can find the best thing available out there, and they always provide that for us. So, if you want to take care of your employees, and I know you do, and you have questions or you want to have them look at what you're doing, no obligation. More than 20 years, Torgerson Consulting, helping people figure this stuff out. TCBenefitsGroup.com or online at 433-9996. We're going to be joined by Jimmy Petronis here in just a moment. He is our congressman for Northwest Florida District 1. He's got several bills that he's filed dealing with AI, dealing with the Blue Angels, dealing with veterans licensing. I may ask him a little follow-up on the Greg McWhorter interview we did earlier about not having to do carrier qualifications before you get your wings of gold. We'll see what happens. Stick around next.
Just as a group of unaccompanied Guatemalan children were about to be flown out of the U.S., a judge blocked the move.
Dozens of migrant children were already loaded onto planes in Texas early Sunday morning when a federal judge stopped them from being sent to their native Guatemala. The judge ordered that the kids be sent back to government-run facilities while the legal process plays out. The Trump administration insists the children are not being deported, but instead reunited with their parents or guardians.
And that's Fox's Tanya J. Powers, an 11-year-old boy dead after police say he was shot during a ding-dong ditch prank in East Houston.
Our witness says the suspect came out of the door, ran out into the street, and was firing down the road.
That is Houston Police Department Sergeant Michael Cass. Police say a man at the home was detained but has not been charged. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is partly cloudy this morning. We've got 73 degrees, a beautiful morning. Our forecast with Brooke Richardson on the way in just a few minutes. Well, the Pensacola Police Department is investigating a shooting that happened on Sunday morning. This was on West Gadsden Street. Now, PPD says officers were in the area and they heard the gunfire, but then they received a shot spotter alert that had the exact location. When officers got to the scene at 800 West Gadsden, they found one adult with a gunshot wound. Police do say that the person's injuries are not considered to be life-threatening. The victim was taken to the hospital for treatment. So far, no word on any potential suspects. An investigation is ongoing. A 53-year-old man's been sentenced to life in prison for sexually abusing a 9-year-old girl in Milton, Jeremy Harrison. He was convicted on those charges last Thursday. Channel 3 reports Harrison still has some pending cases as well, including sexual battery of a 14-year-old, sexual battery of an 8-year-old, and molestation of an 11-year-old. Those cases have been active since 2023. It's a sure sign of fall. Football season is back, and it's not just for high schools and colleges. Youth football games beginning across the area. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says they are going to have extra security on hand for games all across the county, and that includes mobile security surveillance systems that tie into the real-time crime center.
We have used them for youth league ball games. Anytime that there is an expectation, there might be a large crowd.
Sheriff Chip Simmons there. He talked to Channel 3, says deputies will also be on hand at games. The costs for this extra security detail being paid for by the sheriff's office, no extra cost for Parks and Rec. Channel 3 talked with some parents who said they're happy to see the deputies there, but they're hoping for maybe just a few more deputies to be on hand. The last incident of violence at a youth sports event happened in 2022 when shots were fired between two groups. One person was killed, another wounded. And as of the last update, no arrests had been made in that case. The historic landmark skating rink could be turned into a new ice skating rink. A proposal for that project has been submitted to the Escambia Development Review Committee, and they're going to be going over that tomorrow at a meeting. If approved, it would transform the old roller skating rink into a modern ice skating rink, including seating and changing areas for the teams. A renovated facility would also include party rooms that would be available for rent. Now, that building was damaged back in 2019 when it caught on fire. Senator Rick Scott joining those sending well wishes to Rudy Giuliani, the former New York mayor, of course, hurt in a car crash in New Hampshire over the weekend, suffered a broken thoracic vertebrae and some arm and leg injuries. Now, he's expected to survive, but Senator Scott says he and his wife are asking all Floridians to join them in saying a prayer for Giuliani to have a speedy recovery. 735 here, News Radio, 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Thanks, David. I-10 and 110 are both looking good. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We do have a nice sunny day in store for you today with a high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. For Tuesday, 20% chance of rain, high near 86. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 69. Going into Wednesday, 20% chance of rain, high near 87. And by Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. This is Brooke Richardson for the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. 73 and partly cloudy right now. Our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Early evidence seems to suggest that White House policy is reducing the size of the immigrant labor force, according to recent retreats in the overall U.S. labor pool, according to several economists. CNBC spoke with a range of economists from financial firms, economic research institutions, and think tanks, and also reviewed recent research notes and analyses that economists have published on immigration and the job market currently. Tesla is facing an investigation from federal safety regulators into whether or not it delayed notifying the government about crashes involving its driverless technology. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, in a federal filing, says reported crashes occurred several months or more before the dates of the report that it received from Tesla. The markets are closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barberry, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally owned small business, you help to keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barberry Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, celebrate Rosh Hashanah at Jackson's, jazz at Jackson's, celebrating Nat King and Natalie Cole featuring Ellen Vinson and Jack Zosh, and Fall Harvest at Angelina's. Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 7:39 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Jimmy Patronis is our congressman for Northwest Florida District 1. Jimmy, happy Labor Day. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Happy Labor Day. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And by the way, I learned something chatting with you off the air that I did not know. Tell the people your surprise occupation that was between college and being a restaurateur.
Yeah, I was on drive time radio for almost half a year. The co-host of 92.5 had taken a promotion and a job, and the host of the show said, "Hey, why don't you come do radio with me in the mornings?" I'm thinking, "Really?" And he goes, "Yeah." So yeah, every morning for me was getting up at 5, and so we were on from 5 to 10 for back in 2005.
It was a blast. I didn't know that at all. That's great. I just, you know, I learn things about a congressman all the time. You've filed a couple of bills. One of them is you and I had talked about this before, but you've actually now filed the bill. House Resolution 5029 about the Blue Angels. The primary purpose of this is to try to ensure that the Blue Angels stay always in Pensacola, right? The Blue Angels Act, it's called.
Correct. So what we had done last time, there was a vehicle, a bill that was moving. We slapped an amendment on it that did a lot of this. Now what we've done is we've put in actually a more robust freestanding bill. And I told the guy, I said, go look at everything that exists around the Blue Angels as they exist in Pensacola today. And I said, let's take that and put it as a bit of protection into statute. So this is exactly what we're doing, just to ensure that, you know, that Pensacola is always their home. And like I said, just go out of our way to, you know, when that's the thing that happens, when they're in our home, we're creating some notoriety for it. But at the same time, also when I'm looking at making an investment, you know, those members of Congress, you know, it's just another way to educate them that the Blue Angels have been here. You got to remind these guys all the time.
You know, there was one line in this bill that caught my attention. Only because of like the practicality aspect. It's line 3 under section B. It says, or maybe it's just three. Three elements. Anyway, it says the Secretary of the Navy may not reduce the number of aircraft or personnel assigned to the squadron specified in paragraph 1 below the number assigned to such squadron as of July 31st, 2025. And the only reason that caught my attention is I thought, well, you know, sometimes somebody leaves or somebody, you know, gets transferred out for whatever reason and they have to replace them. Would there ever, or an aircraft it becomes unusable and has to be transferred into, you know, surplusage down to Arizona or something. Is there any concern that maybe that specific language, because I get what you're trying to do is preserve it, not let them sort of shrink it into obsolescence. But is there, you know, go to 4 instead of 6 pilots or whatever. But is there any concern that that might be too restrictive, that language, because they wouldn't be able to change personnel or delete aircraft that need to be?
This is the perfect example of why the process is what it is and why you should be a member of Congress. because you'll see there's things that bills get filed and they say, hey, you know, that's an unintended consequence in your language. But thank you for pointing that out. That's exactly, look the guys in the office are the ones who drafted the bill.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a lot of times you have to get a second set of eyes to go review these things. They pop out. So that's actually a pretty great point you make. And, you know, we'll just go and revisit, make sure that we're not tying our hands in a way that's going to have an unintended consequence of not even being able to perform.
Man, I love that attitude. I really do. I love that attitude.
I mean, no bill's perfect.
Right.
You know, look, humans are fallible. You know, I told my guys I wanted this. And so they go and they work through the night and over a couple of days, and this is what they produce. And, you know, and I trust them. They're smart guys, you know, but there you go. Just a little smarter.
You have I just caught one thing. That's not the same thing, but the kind words. You have a couple of other bills, and I don't know if we'll get a chance to talk about all of them, because I definitely want to get to this the shooting that took place in Minneapolis. But you've got a bill to facilitate veterans licensing. I love that. When, you know, whatever their duties were in the military, that when they get out, it'd be easy for them to, you know, transition into a civilian license of some sort. You've got a bill dealing with the electric vehicle mandate in the military. Good Lord. Yep. And you've got another it's an amendment to the NDAA that has to do with getting rid of woke AI. Take your pick. Is any one of these you want to focus on for a second?
Well, the EV mandate, that to me, that is just something that has no business being in a requirement of doing business on our installations. We saw a lot of challenges with EVs, and why should I be dumping a very expensive vehicle into our military use if it has not been fully battle tested? So I don't want our military to be the testing ground for a device that ultimately, when it comes under harm's way in a war, if it takes a bullet, it turns into a thermal runaway. Mm. So, I mean, these are just some things I think kind of fall in the line of safety. But the Veteran Spouse Licensing Act, these guys, once they get done serving and they've got a skill set, they shouldn't have to be forced to go sit down through boards and training to go through certification if they've been serving our men and women all over the world doing that same job, whether you're a dentist or, you know, any of these other procedures or skills that they may have serving the military. They should be able to come and take root right here in Florida, I hope in Florida, and continue their practice. And then the woke AI, look, it's just doing exactly that. I remember I asked Meta to explain to me the big, beautiful bill, and Meta told me, it was an initiative by President Trump that put 1.4 million people off of Medicaid. It invested billions of dollars into border control, and it relocates the space shuttle. That's what it told me the bill did. So, I mean, this is a perfect example. I got the recording. I'll share it with you. But that's exactly what it told me the big, beautiful bill was. So, I mean, come on, guys. Meta, you can do better.
So the key takeaways were border, Medicare, and removing the shuttle from Udvar Hazy to Texas. Oh my God, that's just what a bizarre thing. Go ahead.
I'm gonna send you the audio file.
Okay, so that's great. Hey, we're talking to our Congressman Jimmy Patronis. Jimmy, hang on for me for just one second. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
It is a quiet start to your Labor Day weekend. No problems to report. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Jimmy Patronis. Jimmy, we all saw this shooting in Minneapolis, and I don't know exactly what it is that makes one incident more or less sort of horrific and captivating to people, but obviously anything involving kids. In a church, you know, this person maybe was transgender, you know, all of that stuff. But a lot of that sort of seems like, you know, his mom worked. A lot of that seems to me to be maybe not the real point. But I wanted to give you a chance to talk about, you know, what you're seeing and what your kind of thoughts are on this incident. Because you and I talked a little bit about the air, and you have some interesting things to say. Go ahead.
This is a big deal to me as I look at how social media and technology, they've just taken over our kids. I hope Cash Patel releases all of the apps and the data of what this kid was using to poison himself. Mm. You know, we don't have to, you know, we all, some of us have seen the Terminator movie. You see how Skynet, you know, has, you know, become smart and it creates all these robots. Hell, we don't have to worry about the robots. I mean, social media and AI is programming our kids. So, I mean, where you're under the age of 18, these devices are just totally unrestricted, and we have got to have some support from the social media companies, from the device manufacturers. And if they don't, then we're going to have to bring out legislation, and that's not what we should do. I remember watching Instagram was running an ad a few weeks ago, or it was a few months ago, and it says, tell Congress to support this XYZ Act that, you know, puts, you know, an age limit on Instagram. And I'm thinking, guys, why do you need Congress to do it? You can do it yourself.
Yeah.
Okay? But this was an ad paid for. It was one of these feel-good, baloney-type posts that they made in order to look like they're trying to do their part. But it's horrible. I mean, I have to pry these things out of my kids' hands, you know? So it's dangerous what they're doing and how they're influencing our kids. I mean, these things are they're digital fentanyl.
Yeah. You know, I talk with our law enforcement all the time, and we talk about how, you know, your kids should not have social media. And, you know, it's so dangerous. And, you know, that's one slice of it. It's the games, which, you know, we grew up on games. Okay, there's an element of what's new is going to always be scary to adults. I get that. It's the videos. It's the who's providing the information. There's all kinds of things. You know, we go through all this trouble of, you know, trying to provide kids good instructional material for their education and good parenting and good socialization and good experiences. And then we turn right around, and anybody who can create an app or anybody who can post a video or make a picture on whether it's Instagram or Facebook or Snapchat or some, I mean, you know, there's all kinds of other things out there, right? You're right. We turn over control to them. And it's not, what I always try to tell people is that, you know, the mistake everybody made about television was they thought that TV was all about what's on the TV. There are two parts to TV, what's on the TV and the TV. And the TV is sure part of the concern. Mm-hmm. And here it's even worse because it's not just what's on the phone, because what's on the phone is horrible, but it's the phone itself that is specifically gamed to addict your kids and profiteer off of them and colonize them like they're a continent or something. And I couldn't agree with you more. And so looking at what radicalized or what allowed this person to become radicalized, whether it's the algorithms that kept feeding him the same disgusting information in a higher and higher dosage all the time, isolating himself with other like-minded crazy people online, which we know happened. I mean, just all of that. I agree with you. So is it, do you think there's is there any hope that the drug dealers are going to stop dealing the drugs?
Yeah, look, I mean, unfortunately, you may have to step in with legislation. And look, when they're an adult, they're an adult. I mean, you know, good luck with that going forward. But you know, I remember when I took my kid to go see the Lone Ranger movie, the one that came out a few years ago. And he was six when he took it. I thought, oh, that's PG-13, big deal. And I tell you, I remember the shoot-em-up scenes that took place and just seeing his body flinch. And this was not natural for a child of that age to see. They're not able to process this stuff. And now you're giving them advice with unfettered access to any of this garbage. You know, so, and I mean, it takes the kids away from family, and it takes them away from church. And now these things become their new study guide. So, I mean, yeah, I remember my dad used to turn off the TV in my room while I went to bed at night. You know, this is far worse than any TV.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, when you talk about taking them away from friends and family and church and, you know, real life activities, and, you know, one of the things I think is, like, if you have a variety of sources of meaning in your life, a variety of sources of connection and stability in your life, if one of them goes sour, you've got the others to draw on. But by sort of isolating kids into this digital reality and getting them, as you say, away from a lot of the real life stuff, then all of a sudden, if things go wrong online, like they get bullied or they, you know, people are mean to them or they feel like they're getting attacked or whatever, it's a kind of idolatry. It's like everything is wrapped up in their identity online, and then there's nothing else to balance it if that goes sour. We cannot allow this to keep happening. I was reading a very interesting couple of articles about the Minneapolis murderer that talked about nihilism. You know, the belief that nothing matters, that there's no truth in the world, and that, you know, there's some really horrific connections with some online communities that he apparently was involved in. But kids need meaning. Adults need meaning. And if they don't have meaning, then they will, I mean, anything goes, right? They need to be given values, right?
100%. I mean, these devices are becoming their friends.
Yeah.
It's becoming their influence. It's becoming their counselors. And this is why, you know, over the age 18, you know, like I said, that's, you're an adult, but below is where they're getting indoctrinated because they're so influential, they're insecure, and they're still trying to find their way. And, you know, it takes parental involvement, but, you know, it's hard. I mean, raising a family is a big responsibility. Mm-hmm. But, you know, these devices out here are definitely as much as, man, you know, just watch your device and, you know, I'm going to, you know, continue to work. Unfortunately, it leads to some bad outcomes. I mean, it's, but we've got to have some cooperation from big tech, and we've got to quit trying to monetize our kids.
So I'm gonna disagree with you, but I'm gonna disagree with you in the direction you want to go. You ready?
Yeah, you're good at this.
Well, no, because you made me think about something. Is, look, we don't allow kids to smoke, you know, to use nicotine products. We don't allow kids to use alcohol. We don't allow kids, you know, to use even where it's legal marijuana products, right? But some things, when they're an adult, we let them drink, okay? In some places, you let them smoke, and, you know, smoke, but in some places, you let them, you know, get high. But even when they're adults, you do not let them, you know, buy cocaine, buy heroin. You don't let them use fentanyl. There's lots of methamphetamines. And so I think it's a fair question to ask, is the phone, is social media, and especially in its current and even, God, terrifying future configuration, is it more like alcohol that just needs to, you need to wait till you're 21, or is it more like fentanyl and meth and we need to just not have it? And I think that's a fair question to ask about these things.
I'm more of the feeling of the latter. I'd rather not even have it. But, I mean, it is what it is. I don't think you're going to get the genie out of the bottle. I don't think you're going to get rid of it. But I know this. I know those devices, and I know social media, you know, it's made by humans, and humans have the ability to put filtration, guardrails, all that in place. But I put too many guardrails, and it's not as sticky. It's not as sensational. It's not as impactful. It's not, you know, so, I mean, you know, this delicate balance. You know, after the shooting took place in, it was interesting, after the shooting took place in Minneapolis, you know, I went to go Google it. About the characteristics of the shooter. And Google, this is the first time I've ever seen this, but it's the first time I ever searched it either, because I actually had the word suicide in the search box.
Yeah.
And Google came with a whole bunch of alerts, which, I mean, I guess that's a good thing, but it still allowed me to go find what I was looking for regarding this Minneapolis shooter. You know, I mean, it's troubling. And these guys, I'm sorry, they're responsible. And so, look, if it takes a member of Congress filing legislation to get your attention, sometimes that's exactly what we have to do.
And I love your adjective used there. They're sticky. They are super, super sticky, these things. Jimmy Petronis is our congressman for Northwest Florida District 1. Jimmy, thanks for the time on Labor Day. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week. Very interesting stuff. I really, really appreciate the time.
All right, take care. Have a good one. I hope they give you a little bit of a break today. They'll make you work all day long.
PJ's got traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks, Andrew. 9 miles accident-free, I-10 and 110 both looking good. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately. Insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job they said they would. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10 Quality Roofing Solutions will be here to answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Hey, I want to ask you something. I want you to be real honest with me. You think I need to lose some weight?
I'm a big Color Money fan. I used to play a lot of pool. And Forrest Whitaker in that movie is just fantastic. 7:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And, hey, you know, about 55 years ago, a guy started a company, Robert Peden, out of Panama City. And he basically said, I'm hot. My neighbors are hot. My friends and family, they're all hot. Let's maybe I can help fix them and give them some air conditioning. So he started doing that. And he turned it into a business. And then eventually along the way, they added, you know, heat, because if you do air, you might as well do heat. Added plumbing, added electrical, and now added everywhere from Tallahassee all the way to over by Mobile. And all along the Gulf Coast, Peden has been helping people with all of those kind of complicated systems inside their homes with high-quality products, high-quality service. You know, do it right the first time. Stand by with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And this storm season, now we're into September, so a new month of specials. This storm season, get power and savings. Save $1,500 until the end of hurricane season on a dependable and powerful Briggs & Stratton standby generator. If you've always put it off or never really thought that was for you, hey, give them a call. $1,500 off. It's a pretty big discount. Briggs & Stratton standby generators. Call or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com. Coming up next, we'll talk to Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. I'm sure he'll have thoughts over the incident of somebody being acquitted after his officers charged him last week. We'll talk
about it. Stream us at News Radio 92.3.